This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here, our second hour on Tuesday, the 11th day of June. This is the hour I look forward to every week, where we visit with my friend Leon Green. Leon is a gentleman who began a quest about 10 years ago or so to become quite knowledgeable in anything and everything to do with using doTERRA essential oils every day in your life for all kinds of things, for health, for beauty, for weight loss, for treating minor wounds that you might get out and about working on your ranch, and everything you can imagine. Right, Leon? Good morning.
Good morning, John. Absolutely. There's so many different ways to use it.
Well, human beings have occupied this planet for many tens of thousands of years. We have hard evidence of essential oils being used for several thousands of these years to keep people healthy, to keep them where they need to be to achieve their goals. And nothing's changed, except we're now we're relearning lost knowledge that had been lost for decades, if not centuries, of the true value of these oils. And it's been right there in front of us all these years in the Holy Bible, hasn't it?
Absolutely. And yeah, it's quite insidious that if something's worked for 6,000 years, why do we think we have the temerity, gall to countermand something that's worked so well? But because, you know, financially, the pharmaceutical companies are making billions and billions of dollars for the last 100 and some years, they have no interest in going back to the original. It's easier to stay with the chemicals than to do that. But now, with the end of the antibiotic miracle that's lasted for all these years, you know, there's no more, like you said in the last radio show, they don't have any more arrows in their quiver. And they're out of, right. And so now the Chinese Klebsiella and several other diseases are completely bypassing everything they have. There's nothing left
right.
that they can do.
Right. Well,
I said, we used to do,
You're absolutely right, Leon. I just recently learned, I mentioned this on the show, on the radio a week or two ago, that, in fact, I was talking earlier this morning with a gentleman who had a personal private guided tour by David Rockefeller himself, of Rockefeller Estate there in Connecticut. And his dad, John D. Rockefeller, back around 1900 or so, he was the oil baron of the world, basically, at that time. And there was no motor vehicles that needed gasoline of any consequence. They were just basically experiments, if anything. And he's got all this oil. What's he going to do with it? Well, they figured out there was lots of components to this oil that could be synthesized and used for medical purposes. And the petrochemical industry was born, and they decided that they would make unbelievable amounts of money turning petrochemicals into pharmaceutical products. And they've been doing that for a century now, haven't they?
Absolutely. And it's quite horrid to think that, you know, that if something works naturally, yes, we want to help people naturally, but look at the side effects. I mean, over 250,000 people die each year from properly prescribed pharmaceutical drugs in the right dosage, in the right manner, but they still die from it anyway. So, you know, they talk about a massacre here and a massacre there. You know, that's like a plane, a 747 falling out of the sky every day. But they, the paid-for media does not describe that at all as being a massacre. That's just acceptable losses.
Right, right. Well, they can make a rather small thing look really big. Yesterday, there was an accident with a helicopter in downtown New York City, and one guy died, and the coverage this thing got was just off the charts crazy. From one death involving one aircraft, they did no damage to the building, by the way. So they can make something rather routine look rather spectacular, can't they?
Absolutely, and they're notorious for that. And one thing I definitely want to hear more about, and I didn't catch it all last hour, was the July 1st event.
Well, here it is, and it certainly bears talking about. My source is a private, trusted source in the upper management of FEMA, and what they found, of course, is compartmentalized, but what they have managed to find out through their own intelligence service, and of course FEMA has an intelligence service, that's a given, that the Democrats have something, quote-unquote, something big planned for the first day of July, which is less than 3 weeks away. I hope to know more. With the compartmentalization and secrecy of this, it may or may not happen. The men I'm working with have thought about this and considered it, and we believe very likely that there will be some form of civil disruption involving the same kind of trained, paid, professional rioters, protesters from the Ferguson event, where George Soros money had pre-trained and pre-planned what went on there. And they've had now, it'll be 5 years, in 2 months it'll be 5 years since the Ferguson riots, Leon. And so the Soros people have had 5 years to recruit, train, and equip men and women to do the same thing all over the country. So our speculation, based on what happened in the past, is that this may happen in the future. The goal would be to get President Trump to do something that the media could make to look bad, and that would be the goal. They would attempt to make the response look bad from the federal government, to make President Trump look bad in a desperate effort to win the 2020 election. That's what we got, Leon, on the first for 3 weeks from now, just slightly less is 20 days from now, the first day of July, we shall see. We shall see. Not a long time to wait, not a long time to prepare. My prepper tip of the day, by the way, is to make sure your vehicle maintenance is all squared away, tires, oil, all the filters, the belts, the battery. Make sure everything's up to snuff. Because for most people, most of the time, that's going to be their primary bug-out vehicle as well, won't it, Leon?
Absolutely. And in that regard, pertaining to mine, I think about it. It's like, okay, yeah, I'm getting infrared and lights and things of that nature on there. But sometimes I may have to just delay some things until after it, because I think it would be, I need to have that in the shop for 8 days doing all the wiring and things like that, and being out of luck. So it's good to, I'm glad I caught that this morning, and it will definitely change my schedule based on that.
Right. Well, keep the fuel tank topped off. When we're approaching something like this, a good habit, and just make it a habit, whenever you go somewhere, unless you're driving maybe 800 yards and back to the supermarket, top off the tank. If you make that a habit, it becomes a routine. Top off the tank every time you take that vehicle out, and that way you know definitely, there's no doubt whatsoever, that you have a topped off fuel tank. Now, if you do have to bug out, having doTERRA oils as part of your bug out equipment would be a smart thing, wouldn't it, Leon?
Absolutely. And I even got a call from somebody recently who read an article I had done years ago, and he wants to include the oils in an IFAC he's going to start selling. And so his desire is to find out which oils are best for his pursuit. So the most important oils, that if you're going to be bugging out, would be things that take into account infection or pathogens, sleep, insomnia, as well as trying to stay awake, and also mental focus, but also indigestion, because the food that you're going to be eating is not what you typically eat on a daily basis, whether it is MREs, C-rats, canned food, or freeze-dried food. So you're going to have an upset stomach, and you may have constipation or diarrhea for that matter. And so water and water contamination is crucial. So those oils, are very small. You can carry them in a small container, probably the size of maybe half the size of a toaster, and that weighs less than about a half pound. So by having those with you during a departure or a bug out would be crucial, because it allows you to address all those issues without having trying to figure out how to prescribe it for children versus seniors. And and what's nice about the oils, unlike the petrochemicals you referred to with Rockefeller, these don't have side effects, negative side effects. And so if you give a child, 3 drops instead of 2 drops, or you take yourself, at 2 drops instead of 1, it's not a big deal, because they are natural and they are absorbed naturally. They don't coalesce in the liver and cause liver damage like the preponderance of all the drugs out there, pharmaceutical drugs, have. So for a bug out scenario, even if it's a test or not, like you did with your wife and your grandchild years ago, your daughter, you didn't have that concern. You were trying to get out of Dodge, and you had everything set, and you saw people who were procrastinating in the afternoon after 9/11. So you saw all this firsthand. But these oils can be pre-staged in your vehicles, and you can have them at your disposal at all times. And if you're going to leave them in the car all summer long, then make sure you use those first. But yeah, you can have them available at your location, in your vehicle, in your office. If you're stuck in an office setting like during 9/11, many people, you described that scenario too. So they don't have a shelf life. They don't have negative side effects. They're very inexpensive in comparison to pharmaceutical drugs, and they're light. So if you had to carry all the same things that you would have, but you wouldn't also have antibiotics of that caliber, at your disposal, and sedatives at your disposal without major coordination with the doctor, which would be very difficult.
Right,
yes,
right.
Very helpful.
It just reminded me of something. In the weeks, days and weeks following 9/11/01, a friend of mine I served with in Special Forces, he was working in the Sears Tower there in Chicago, which, of course, is a tempting target for any terrorists. It's a very known worldwide as a major building in a major city. So I helped him put together a kit to escape the Sears Tower if needed. And we didn't include essential oils in it, but we had things like work gloves and flashlights and hard hat and so forth, and water and a mask to deal with smoke. But you customize your kit for whatever the event may be, don't you, Leon?
Absolutely. And so, if you take into account the worst case scenario and you have everything up to that, then everything else is gravy because you've already, you know, they will. I mean, peppermint has so many applications: vomiting, diarrhea, headaches because of dehydration. The one oil has multiple uses, so it's not like you have to tweak each one. You just find, you know, you take into account the worst case scenario, and you adjust for that, and then once that's done, everything else will be easier to accomplish. And the weight difference between having 8 oils and having 12 oils is negligible. I mean, that's like having an extra 2 magazines, or actually 1 magazine of 223. So it is minimal. So the benefits are great in a departure scenario, and it's also very light and inexpensive. So, you know, we talk about this for a long period of time, and if July 1st becomes an issue, then, you know, having them in advance as compared, because if you try to call and order items on September 11th at 11 o'clock in the morning, your order would not go out that day. And even though they've gotten better in delivery, the sluggishness and bureaucracy that was caused by 9/11 and all of its after.
Everything in this country was shut down for basically the better part of a week. The first three days, almost nothing happened in this country. The fourth day, there was starting to be some commerce again, but there was no commercial flights for that. How many days? Was it all shut down? Was it better part of a week, wasn't it?
Yes, sir. And I heard of Americans who were stranded up in Canada, Ontario, and in Mexico because, you know, the aviation was shut down. So you're right. They just vectored them to the next closest airport. You know, many people are stranded up in Ontario and in Toronto because they weren't going anywhere, coming inbound or outbound from
And what was happening? So, what was happening was men and women in these stranded airports, they were finding each other and renting cars. So, say 4 people were in Chicago and needed to get to Dallas. So, these 4 people would find each other. They would rent a vehicle and take off for Dallas over the road. But right now, on the 11th day of June, everything works. The FedEx, UPS, Postal Service, everything works. The internet, you can order these oils. If you go to my website at thelibertyman.com, there's a drop-down menu there on my homepage under products, and you scroll down to where it says doTERRA oils, and get started ordering your oils that you think you might want. If you get a kit, you're probably the best way to get started is to get a kit, isn't it, Leon?
Absolutely. It's the easiest and the least expensive because when you get a kit, you get all those 10 oils we were referring to, and you save actually more than the 25% you get as a member. So you get it at below wholesale when you buy a kit initially. And then you can always add on specific oils. So, I mean, I've had people say, I have Raynaud's disease, and that's something I didn't know much about until I learned about the oils, but that's a circulation issue. And so Cypress oil, it's phenomenal for circulation. So I've seen a woman personally at a gun show. She told me about it. I looked it up in the Modern Essentials book, number 5, and she said, I've tried all these chemicals, but nothing helps. And so in the book, it said Cypress. So while she's at my booth, we pour 3 or 4 drops, rub it on her hands, and she stands there, and she's like, I can feel my tips now. And see, of course she thought it was, you know, psychosomatic or self-fulfilling prophecy. But she walked away and came back about 20 minutes later. She said, no, this is something I've not felt in decades. And she was in her 50s. And so I know the oils, and it was phenomenal. And many times when I have had people with visible issues, infections, things like that, scars, I ask them, take a picture of it immediately. And then as they see the progress that occurs within weeks, in many cases, days. But I'm saying when I'm seeing a huge scar that's 3 inches long and you can see how the skin is regenerated because they use something as simple as lavender oil, you know, it is monumental for them to see the before and after. And especially if they have something like that and then it's over a period of time, you know, they discount the...
Hold that thought, Leon. We got a break. Call on numbers 800-313-9443. We'll be right back after the break.
Hey, come on! Oh, Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool town. There I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 11th of June. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We're going on a cruise. If you want to join Leon and I, you've got 22 days to sign up, get your deposit in, get ready to go on the John Moore Patriot Symposium cruise this fall. We leave Miami October 12th. All the details at my website at thelibertyman.com. If you don't have internet access, give our cruise director a call. That's Betsy Murphy. I'll give her a number twice. Slowly, she'll mail you a nice full-color brochure. Betsy Murphy, our cruise director, her telephone number, 636-530-9502. I say again, 636-530-9502. Visiting with Leon Green, we're talking about doTERRA essential oils. Leon is quite knowledgeable, and he can help you if you've got a specific concern that you want to use your oils for, or know what you need to know what oils to use. If you want to educate yourself, get yourself a copy of the book Modern Essentials. There's 10 editions. You need the 5th edition and the 10th edition. 5th edition came out about 5 years ago. The 10th edition was published last September. between those two books and the website, which is at my, the link to doTERRA Oils at my website, you'll have everything you need. If you do want a private consultation, give Leon a call. If you want to make doTERRA Oils a business, give Leon a call. Leon, what's that office telephone number at Mountain Time?
Yes, it's 303-495-2188.
Okay, that's 303-495-2188 Mountain Time. If he has an answer, leave a message. He'll get back with you and help you get started. We have a premium for those who buy oils. If you buy a kit, you'll get yourself a training certificate for Front Sight out there near Las Vegas. How does that work, Leon? What kit do they need to get?
Well, if they're looking for just the minimum, I would recommend the Home Essentials kit, because that has those 10 oils that we were referring to earlier for that you can subdivide into multiple kits. So if you have multiple cars, also people in different offices, many children, you can divide those. So that's the Home Essentials kit. And so it has six single oils and four blends, proprietary to doTERRA. So that one is $275, and it includes a diffuser. And then after you do that, it includes the membership. So it's good for life. You don't have to be a sales rep or anything of that nature to buy any more oils at 25% off. It's good for life. And then you can always add on individual oils that you need specifically. But that's that one. The one I got was the Natural Solutions kit, which had more oils and more variety. And so I chose that one that has 16 oils, and then it also has the entire OnGuard suite, the Lifelong Vitality, which is a super set of supplements that address things such as inflammation, arthritis. And that's included in that kit, and it comes with a wooden box and a better diffuser. So whichever works best for you, what John and I are really advocating is the fact that you get the oils now while you can and learn while you can, because you're not going to be really focused on learning about medical issues as bullets are flying or you're trying to drive out of town or even just hunkering down in place. You're going to have other things that are concerning you, like, oh, we didn't fill up those gas tanks, or we have shellac in our motorcycle and now we can't drive away, and our generator has shellac too because it hasn't been cleaned out in a year and a half. So you'll be thinking about other things as compared to, hey, I have a scar or I have a cut that I have to address now. But if you know about the oils, it takes 2 seconds to apply the oils, and you can go right back to getting rid of that defective generator that you have or other issues that are more important.
Absolutely. Well, the time to do it is now. We have what appears to be a luxury of time. We've got, not quite 3 weeks until the first day of July. Hopefully the first day of July will come and go with nothing of any consequence. That's my hope. That's what I pray for. But you hope for the best and plan for the worst, don't we, Leon?
Absolutely. And so, I mean, once I saw the dates, I realized my son's going to be at a Christian summer camp. And I'm like, okay, if something of that magnitude occurred, I'm dropping him off the day before. And it's like, okay, I know exactly where it is. And if anything of that was untoward here in America, I would just go back up there, pick him up immediately, and depart. It wouldn't be much of a conversation. We're leaving the state.
Right. Well, that'd be a smart thing to do, and it's the instinct of parents to protect their children regardless of what it takes to do that. And having plans in place ahead of time, having equipment in place ahead of time, supplies in place ahead of time, having the training you need, there's plenty of time right now to get in a first aid class and a CPR class, isn't there, Leon?
Absolutely, and most of them are, many of them are free, but others are like $20, $30. I mean, another thing is Appleseed. Even if you don't have a lot of skills, you can attend the Appleseed, and it's less than $20 for children on the weekend, and adults
right.
is 70.
That's right. Hold that thought, Leon. We have a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
All right, we're back. There are more here on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, the 11th of June. My website is thelibertyman.com. Lots there. If you're interested in geopolitical matters, want to stay up to speed on what's going on, a friend of mine, former Army counterintelligence agent, he publishes a new series of articles pretty much every day. Right there at my website, it says Open Source Intelligence in bright red letters. Dozens of articles of what's going on from all over the planet. If you want to stay up to speed, it's a great place. Right next to that, the notice for the cruise that we're going on, myself, Leon Green, the others. If you want to join us on the Caribbean cruise, you've got 22 days to get signed up. And just to the left of that, help wanted. Yes, I do have two part-time paid positions open to do marketing for me, to market me for speaking engagements. All the details are there. And, of course, the Energy Cleaner as well. The Energy Cleaner will help you have, well, the life that you want to have. You have arthritis pain, get yourself an Energy Cleaner. Get the details there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Okay, well, we're talking about lots of things. Getting prepared for what may happen. And I repeat, may happen. We don't know for sure anything at all is going to happen on the first day of July this year, other than being the day before the 2nd of July. On one hand, on the other, when I have a private source high up in FEMA and management level source, warning that the Democrats have something serious planned, something major planned for the first day of July. I sit up and pay attention. That's what I've been doing all my life, beginning when I was 20 years old in Vietnam, getting reports about the soon-to-happen Tet Offensive. I paid attention, and instead of giving away the fruitcake that was mailed to me by my parents, I kept the fruitcake because I thought, well, you know, I might just get hungry. And it turned out it was a tasty snack when during the Tet Offensive when we couldn't get access to food, and I stocked up on ammunition. And I was ready, more and better prepared than most of my buddies, who most of them didn't pay heed. They were busy with other things and did not pay heed, despite their buddy, John Moore, being the intelligence analyst who knew it was coming, told them it was coming. They still didn't get ready. There's a word for that, Leon. It's called denial, isn't it?
Absolutely. And when they describe, you know, the issues attached to crisis, you know, denial is one of the first. And then toward the end, it becomes acceptance and almost complacency. But, I don't have those five written down right now in front of me. But, yeah, denial is one of the first ones. And it's back to normalcy bias. No, nothing right. Like that can happen. These guys are in a war zone. Do they think that other people, their enemy is just sitting on their thumbs and they're playing hopscotch or checkers? No, they're looking at ways to kill them. So I can't believe that people that are in the war zone have complacency. But having been in one during the first Persian Gulf War, I remember that, you know, we were out to sea for 45 days. And when you get to that level, when you're out to, you know, they have the ability to drink two beers. And I'm like, wow, you know, a mine hit the USS. It's not the Okinawa, the other one. It was one of the few ships that got hit, and it killed like six or seven people. And one of them was a friend of mine, and we were diving with in Subic Bay, Philippines. So I still couldn't believe that we were in that scenario, and they were passing out beers. And I'm like, wow. And then after talking to a MARSOC guy, the training I did this last week, he talked about all the things that even the special forces didn't have access to. And, you know, they had to buy their own high-end scopes. And I'm like, wow, we spend hundreds of billions of dollars. We spend more than all the other countries in the world on defense. But we still supply them, and they are in inadequate medical supplies and and equipment that's, in many cases, based on the last war. So, you know, right. I guess even right. My normal suggestion is that, you know, we have the best, and it's always at their disposal. And you were in a war zone, and these guys were thinking, oh, well, John's just a little inflammatory. No, he was trying to save your life.
Right, right. Well, and my outfit was psychological warfare, and we had quite an eclectic group of men. We had artists who'd been drafted from Hallmark cards. We had a New York City fashion photographer who ran our photo studio. We had men who ran five-color offset presses who had been doing that in civilian life. We had mechanics to work on our vehicles. We had administrative people. We had a supply sergeant and so forth. And about myself and two other guys in the intelligence section. Very eclectic. And I think the Army was fearful of contaminating the rest of the Army because they kept us away from the rest of the Army. They burned us space down in the city. And no, they didn't pay heed in the run-up to the Tet Offensive. But I think it was about the third night, the commander called us all together for a battalion meeting. And so we're all sitting down and listening to commander. And during a pause, the commander took a pause about what he was saying was happening and would happen. I saw about 8 or 10 guys look over towards me for me to give confirmation that what the commander was saying was true or not true, which I thought was kind of unusual. Why didn't they do this 2 months before when I was trying to warn these guys? but that's I learned very, very clearly the human nature of denial and people wanting to have things be normal. Now, normalcy bias. We didn't have the term normalcy bias didn't exist in 1968, to my knowledge, but the word denial did, And they certainly were in denial that if everything is normal today, everything is going to be normal tomorrow. That's what normalcy bias is, right, Lynn?
Yes, sir. And when you think about it in the respect that you know, and it's just like when people are getting, you know, where they're getting assaulted, you know, the first thing that brain does is, this is not happening. And it doesn't matter if it's a car accident, so you're about to flip the car over, or you're getting robbed at gunpoint. You're looking, thinking that this is not going to happen. But the reason why we train so much is for the fact that you will jump out of that first 2 or 3 seconds of just a blatant deer in the headlights look, because you know that can happen, and it happens every day in America. But today is just your day. And so if you don't have the mental fortitude to stand up for it, yes, you'll just be like the victims that you see, the antelope being eaten by a lion on the plains, because it doesn't matter if it's at a 7-Eleven and you're getting robbed, or you're downtown New York City at a fancy hotel and you still get shanked by somebody who's a top predator. So it's important that you get the training to get out of that you, it's called Left of Bang. There's a book out right now. It's very good. It talks about people who, you know, have high situational awareness. That's something the Marsoc guy said. You know, you won't get in gunfights if you are in condition yell all the time and you have your head on a swivel. And he said, you know, 19-year-old kids who join the military, that's not what they wanted. They didn't join to stay out of gunfights. They joined because they wanted to be in it. So to me, that's ludicrous. If you can stay safe and not have to kill someone else or get killed, that's even more important.
Right. Well, Leanna, this brings up something I think people may find entertaining. I was at a social event at my place. We have at my home, we have about a 14-foot diameter wading pool, concrete. When it's full of water, it's about 12 inches deep for children to play in. And it was drained out, no longer in use. And it was evening, a summer evening. The pool was completely dry, just dry concrete, and we'd built a little campfire in the middle of it. And there was about 12 adults in a lawn chair sitting around inside this little kiddie pool with this little campfire in the middle of it. That was going pretty good. And all of them except myself and my buddy were both Vietnam vets. In fact, we enlisted together on a buddy plan. We're all a part of this. None of us knew the following. There was water underneath the concrete where that fire was. And it got to a certain point that water turned to steam and exploded the concrete. Myself and my buddy, we were already 15, 20 feet away from the pool while all the civilians were sitting there in lawn chairs wondering what happened.
Wow.
Yeah, because we still had that instant reflux to an explosion that the civilians obviously did not have, including my wife, by the way. Nobody was harmed. The concrete explosion from the water heating up caused no injuries, but it was loud and it was scary. But that's a good example of the difference between combat veterans and civilians. The ability to react instantly without hesitation, and you can get close to that in civilian training depending on how good the training is, but in the absence of really good training, you're not going to get anywhere near it, are you, Leon?
Absolutely. And you can read a bunch of books, but unless you actually physically prepare yourself and you do it on a regular basis, we're not saying being completely paranoid. We're saying when you're driving, you take into account, hey, I don't put my bumper right against the previous person ahead of you, just in case they do a smash and grab or they block you in. And that happens more and more often now because they know about the security systems. And, you know, having lived abroad, I've seen things of that nature. And I learned several of these things when I lived in Johannesburg, how to protect yourself inside cars. And so if you think about it on a daily basis, okay, if I have to get out of this scenario, in a car scenario, I have to get out. If you are too close and you stay in the middle lane as compared to the right lane, you can jump on the curb and drive away. But if it's
Did you read my book, Leon? Did you read my book? That's in my book.
No, but I got
Yeah, that's my book is out of print, and used copies are going on Amazon for pretty serious money. But I did write about that in my book. Feel safe anywhere. You can be your own bodyguard. I need to revise it and update it and get it back in print. But I'm obviously preoccupied right now with my caregiving responsibilities. That'd be a good project once it's time to move on. And my caregiving responsibilities are no longer a part of my life. But I did address that with, I think, maybe 3 or 4 paragraphs in my book, Feel Safe Anywhere. Lots to learn. And I would, between now and the 1st of July, I would encourage people to have a plan for bugging in, a plan for bugging out. If they don't have first aid and CPR, to get that done. Get their first aid supplies in. Obviously, getting some oils in would be helpful. And whatever, everybody's going to have their own situation. But to get prepared in a prudent manner between now and the 1st of July, so that if something happens, you're ready. If it doesn't, you're ready for whatever the next event is. Right, Leon?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I had some discourse while the show occurred, and I'd like to pass it on. There's a gentleman, and I'm not going to say his name, but he's from our church. And a friend of mine sent me this text. It said, going septic, upper respiratory infection, hepatitis A. What oils do you recommend for that? Looking into the book, and based on that, I sent him On Guard, Melaleuca, and oregano. And so then when you go to what's happened since, this gentleman has received, you know, he got it about 4 days later, and I asked what was his official his official diagnosis, right? He didn't have a specific one. But what he told me was this. After using those three oils, his response was, I am back to 99.9% of previous health. The oils Luke gave me found effective and powerful. I'm getting into the Modern Essentials 5th and would welcome any advice further to share. And he was using 2 drops internally each morning of the On Guard, Melaleuca, and oregano, and using it as an evening, as a sublingual. And I told him, if you are going septic and you decided to check out of the hospital on your own, that was your choice, the drugs that they were giving him, he knew were going to have huge side effects, and they weren't effective with what he had. And so further down this text, he said, the symptoms started as a cold. It wasn't just a sinus and an upper infection. They gave him all these pharmaceutical, and then he said pharmaceuticals, and it morphed overnight into a combination of GI distress that included upper respiration, respiratory and sinus infection. GI symptoms were bloating, indigestion, and diarrhea. Contacted Buck and was prescribed the Z-Pat methotrexate pack. Helped, but it didn't cure it. And then he said it was a classical presentation of hepatic infections, and went to the ER and learned that the liver enzymes and his things were off the chart, and they wanted to admit him. He declined. Then he received the oils and was using them hourly during waking hours, noticed immediate change that was perceived as positive. The doc did new labs on his metabolic and hepatic functions, and they were greatly improved. He's been using them 8 times a day, and he felt the need physically. Another round of labs, almost completely normal energy levels, greatly improved. Today he's using the oils, and this is fully restored. Well, that was back on the 28th of May is when he finally got the oils. And so here's somebody who the doctor said, we don't have anything for you. All of our drugs are ineffective. We highly recommend you stay here and stay on IV, but we know it's not working. And so he went home anyway. And so here's a man who had all these issues, knew that the chemicals weren't helping him, and he reached out to somebody from our church, got the oils, and he says now he's at 99.9% back to normal. So,
well, good for
this
him.
This just happened. Yes, it is.
Good for him.
So it just shows how effective the oils are. And I just asked him while we were talking earlier, send me the description. And the doctors still didn't know exactly what the diagnosis was. They had 3 different diagnoses from 3 different doctors in 2 different hospitals. And I'm like, wow, that is
That is insane to think that. You can get one, you know, when they say go for a second opinion, that is crucial.
It is.
In the medical context. Because if one person guesses wrong, you could die. And that is part of the iatrogenic disease, which is a known by the WHO and World Health Organization and CDC, is that mistakes are made by doctors. They are practicing a medical practice like a legal practice. And sometimes they make a mistake. And if they practice on your children and they make a mistake, now all you have is a corpse because you completely trusted one person, which is very cynical. But it's actually true with you know, over 100,000 people dying each year from that disease, iatrogenic disease. So it's just a simple way to back up and protect your loved ones and yourself to get someone else's opinion.
Hold that thought, Lynn. We have our last break. We have our last break, Lynn. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Yourself and one for your dream.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, the 6th of June. Well, Leon, this cruise is going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to meeting people and spending a lot of time together. We'll have dinner together every evening. We'll have various educational training sessions during the day. We have interesting ports of call. And people got 22 days to get their deposit in there, don't they, sir? Leon? Hello, Leon.
Yes, I'm sorry. I was going to mute because I don't want to like having any background noise messing up the recording.
Right, right.
So yes, you're right about that. And, yes, I'm very excited. I just got an email from Betsy. Remember, I have a secondary cruise. I was supposed to go to Cuba.
Right.
Well, the administration has canceled any kind of boat traffic or flight traffic now to Cuba. So I have to now scramble to either find something else to do. But I was kind of disappointed to see that.
I'm sure you'll find something, Leon. I'm not concerned about that. Well, I've never been on a cruise. I've been describing these cruise ships as a luxury hotel on the water. That's pretty much what they are, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Or maybe more accurately, a luxury resort on the water is probably more accurate than a luxury hotel, isn't it?
Absolutely, because, I mean, think about it. They have that the Flow Rider. So you can actually surf on the boat. I did the boogie boarding because of my knee. And you can rock climb. So there's lots of things you can do on there. There's a full-on spa. So there's tons of things to do. They have a zip line on board. My son and I did that last year. So it is a resort on the water. And you get to visit interesting ports of call and meet people from around the world. And the food is phenomenal. So I definitely recommend anybody who's on the fence to go, come. And Betsy had a special for single ladies. They were able to, you know, connect, and they would be able to get a discounted room. So, and I asked her, I said, if you have anyone else, a guy, I'd be quite interested. And there was one man, and he and I are going to share. And so, you know, collectively, we're saving $900. So in my eyes, it's worth it. I get to meet somebody
Absolutely.
Who's been listening to your and
Absolutely.
He said, well, you're the famous guy. I've been listening for 5 years. I'm like, I don't know about famous, but I thank you very much for the compliment. And I'm glad you've learned a lot. So now he wants to do the business. He said, I'll send you the text. It's funny to see.
Well, Scott's a good guy. I communicate with Scott on a regular basis. But Betsy Murphy, our cruise director, if you want to split a room with, if you're a single gal and you want to split a room with another single gal, a single guy and you want to split a room with another single gal, give Betsy Murphy, our cruise director, a call at 636-530-9502. I say again, 636-530-9502. It's the nature of most people. They wait until near the last minute to make these reservations. They want to hold on to their money, make their plans at the last minute. I understand that. And the last minute is here. 22 days is the last minute. Leon, thank you, sir. We'll have you back next Tuesday.
Thank you. Bye. Bye, John.
That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.